intending long and thorough study of the scriptures, etc. He says that evam vyavasito buddhya, evam vyavasito buddhya. As soon as you are nicely situated by your intelligence in your prescribed duty, you know, we all have prescribed duties according to our ashramas. In the beginning we were brahmachari, or student ashrama. So we studied, then we entered maybe grihastha ashrama. Then we have plenty of things to do and our money and look after the children. The grihastha ashrama is very strong. It maintains all the three ashrams. And if grihasthas are strong, then they do look after the children. That is, brahmachari ashrama is strong. And then if the grihasthas are strong, then they look after the vanaprasthas also, wherein they separated from the house door. And vanaprastha, male living entities, they are not supposed to earn anything. And definitely the sannyasas will be maintained by the grihasthani. So grihasthashram is a nucleus. It should be very nicely performed. We should not escape from anything, any responsibility, but try to fulfill, and Krishna will help us. Many times in Kali Yuga, and there is no need of any ashram at all if grihastha is unattached in the house. As a guest, we should stay in the house. Male living entity should not get much attached. So this is how evam vyavasito, vyavasthet, you know, upon merited mantra vyavasthet. Unless you are situated very nicely in your ashram and the duties, and then this is Kali Yuga. So every step we require Lakshmi. There is no need of hiding these things. It is as clear as daylight. And as the day dawns, the Lakshmi must be there. Otherwise we are not situated in a mode of goodness. If there is continuous flow of Lakshmi to the minimum extent at least, then only we are in a mode of goodness. Otherwise we have to be passionate, or we are in a mode of ignorance, always worrying about. So this is evam vyavasito buddhya. Intelligently the living entity should sort out his own ashram. And then as soon as you sort out your ashram, then your prescribed duties are done very nicely. Then evam vyavasito buddhya samadhaya manordi. Then you are samadhaya, then you have to be completely satisfied. Whatever little or more is best for us. We always hanker after more. But there shouldn't be any tinge of worry about it. The hard labor should be there. I mean, Bhagavatam is very nicely said that you should try to work so hard that you should think that by your labor you are creating life. But when you finish your hard work, then you depend upon Krishna for the result. And the result will be according to his desire. We people, you people particularly, should have plenty of pious activities at your credit during previous life. That's why we are situated in a nice part of the plane. And the conditions are very favorable for living here. But the thing is, as soon as you are satisfied, always we should be satisfied in our heart. Manarudhi, our mind, in mind, we should be completely peaceful. No agitation of any sort. Devotee means no agitation. Those who are agitated, they cannot be devotees. It should be very, very magnanimous, like ocean, you know, so much water is there. And maybe it is agitated on the surface a bit, otherwise you go deep in the ocean and it's all calm. So this is how agitation except life will give you a very satisfied mind and heart. And as soon as you are satisfied, then jajapa paramam japyam jajapa, and then you start very nicely chanting names of Krishna. Paramam japyam japa, you know, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram.
And prajjanmani anushikshitam, that is, you have already practiced in the last life, that's why you just have to renew. Nothing is to be done. But the most important part is, our material existence, we are not attached to it. But it has got to be sorted out very cleverly. The Vaishnavas never neglect anything. And that's why our things are well arranged and well situated, you know. Because you are well situated, we can come and take shelter. What will be our position? So, this ashram is very important. And as soon as intelligently we should have to sort out. And then maybe time comes that you are trying very hard but that nothing is working. And many times the time comes that we try very hard to settle. Nothing is working. Then you please leave it and depend upon Krishna and he will arrange. Because if one thing is not arranged, he has some other thing to be in, for you in mind. You know. That is if you have full faith in Krishna. You know, when Prabhupada in the beginning, he started some very nice devotee league of devotees in Jhansi. And he was very successful. And somebody had donated him the building and it was going on very nicely there. And one day the owner of the building, as he freaked out, you know, and he come and everything was going on very nicely, painted and everything. We have pictures in the left there. So, everything was going on very good. You know. And one day the owner freaked out and he came and said, I want my building back. And next day Prabhupada had to leave. So he was not disgusted. He thought that, alright, I tried my best. If not, then something else is going to come. And it was good that he failed there. Otherwise he would not have left India. And we would have been completely left in limbo. So whatever happens is always good. But at that moment we may feel that it's not good. So please don't get discouraged. All living entities try their hard, you know. But the disgust and frustration and dejection should not be in our life. This destruction, the frustration is killing. Because you are a living dead when you are frustrated. So the chanting of Krishna's names or bhakti or whatever it is, it keeps you away from frustration. So this is how we should chant these names lovingly. Because we are very nicely situated. That's why you can spend 1 hour or 2 hours, whatever it is, for increasing the spiritual awareness. And then one thing is there, we should never think whether I am spiritually progressing or not. No, you should never try to think about it. You just go on, that's it. To be engaged in devotional service itself is a spiritual progress. As soon as you try to think, you obstruct that. By thinking, you cannot assimilate your progress spiritually. But by doing things, you are progressing. Don't worry about the progress, you know. If you are very busy in these things, then where is the time to look to whether we are progressing or not? So it's, please better continue, you know. To be engaged always, that is spiritual progress. So this way, if you can sort out your material things to the best of your ability, and then you engross in names very nicely. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, कृपा केशव माधव दीन दया गोविंद केशव माधव दीन दया गोविंद गोपाल शव माधव दीन दया दयाल प्रभु दीन दयाल दीन दयाल प्रभु दीन दयाल दीन दयाल प्रभु दीन दयाल
ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಮಹಾರಾಯ್ ಶ್ರೀ ಸುಮಿತ ಬಚ್ಚನಾರಾಯಣ ವ್ಯಕ್ತಿ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಮಹಾರಾಯ್ ಶ್ರೀ
శ్రీల ప్రభుపాదకి, ఇస్కాన్ బిబిటి ఫౌండర్ ఆచార్య శ్రీల ప్రభుపాదకి, అనంతకోటి వైష్ణవ బృందకి, సామవేద నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. This joining the hands, you know, has a health value. There are all vital points in our hands of the whole body. So if you join, they are already automatically pressed. So every time, as long as possible, we should press our hands. Otherwise you will have to go to the acupressure man and he will press it. So instead that, you know, that's why we meet each other and we greet like this. It's not one hand yours and one hand mine. Means we press his points and he presses our points. Both hands. You know. And when you fall, like Dandavat, you know, if you fall in front of Lord, maybe 200 times a day, you will have no need of any doctor. Because all our vital points are pressed. And no spine trouble, nothing at all. Because we don't fall flat, then we fall on the back in the hospital bed. You have to fall anyway. Either you fall flat in front of the Lord, or on the back, see the roof. So in order to avoid the ropes, it's better that we follow Vedic culture. You know? It's the best culture in the world. It is the culture. There is no other culture. All these offshoots, they have taken a few things here and there. But the original culture is... You know, what is that verse in Bhagavad Gita? Fourth chapter, first verse. Imam vivasvate yogam pruktavanam avyayam vivasvan manve praha manurikshva kavya bravit. You know, imam vivasvate yogam. This yoga, I had given it to Vivasvan, the sun god, when sun was created. It's millions and millions of years ago. And Vivasvan in turn, Vivasvan Manve Praha, Manu, he gave this yoga to Manu. And we are the descendants of Manu. That's why we are we are known as man or Manu or whatever it is. And then Manu in turn gave this yoga to his son, Ikshvaku. And in Ikshvaku family, you know, the Lord Ram appeared in them. In son family, Krishna appeared. This yoga is very, very old. What is Christianity, if you think Christianity, it's only 2,000 years old. What is 2,000 in the annals of the eternal time? 2,000 years, nothing. It's just like a flash. You know? What do they mean that before Christianity started, nobody was liberated? Since time immemorial, the living entities are getting liberated. So, this is a silly thing to tell that you must come to Christ or you should not do this. It's ridiculous. And then you take momentanism, Islam, it's only 1300 years old. It's nothing, it's a baby yet. Don't have any historical background. And then they may accuse us that we are worshipping statues of this. So I'll tell you, the statue worship, These are murtis, they are not statues. The Britishers wanted to destroy the Vedic culture. How much powerful that culture should be when 300 years ago in India, it was very fiery Vedic culture at that time. So they wanted to destroy, so they gave us the correct round translations. Murti, they gave idol or statue. And even now we call it idol worship. You know? Even the Indian writers I am seeing in many books, they write idol worship. It's not idol worship or statue worship. The Murti's correct translation is transcendental form of the Lord, or deity we call it. So because they gave rank to wrong translation, they were white, you know. We were worshipping them like a demigod, falling at their feet. And they are completely destroyed. The statue worship or the idol worship is that we have, here also there may be so many statues in the city. We were in Sydney, you must know now. You are in Sydney, hey, the Duke of Sydney is here. In Sydney there is a park. You know, we go to the temple. This time also we pass from the park. And therein, they, in the park, it's a beautiful park. But that, the architecture of the park, the architect man, must be a heavy smoker. So every time he might have been seeing matchsticks to light his cigarette. He may not have the lighter. So he must be using matchsticks. So there are two sticks standing in the park. One is without burnt, and another one is burnt. This is statues. They want something to us. What to? Sticks, you know? Or there is a statue of Churchill in London in front of Parliament House. Since last so many years the fellow is created, nobody has offered him a single sandwich in there. Starving, you know? And thousands of cars are passing around the square. And there's always petrol, you know. And you could be, and then he has friends also, pigeons. They come and sit on him and hear them. Put nice decoration. So it becomes dirty. And as soon as the statue is dirty, the municipal sweeper comes with a hard brush and scratches it. This is statue worship. For our murtis, we have palatial buildings. Where is the building for a statue? He doesn't have even a roof out his head. Whereas our murtis have palatial buildings. How nice temples we have. You see, now the big temple is coming up in Delhi. 15 crores of rupees we have spent yearly. So beautiful. In Bangalore, very nice temple is come. Mayapur is full. And ancient temples you look, Somnath temple is there in Saurashtra. So many beautiful temples we have on the hillside and everywhere. Very nice location. Particularly these Jain derasals are in Abu. They are worth looking at. At least we should go and admire the architecture. So this is our. This is Murti worship. So Lord worship is worshipped in Murtis. We should never fall prey to these criticisms. And then I tell Islamic people also, that you are the more statue worshipper than us. Because they have that stone in their Makkah, you know, Kaaba they call it. It's just a square stone, big stone. And maybe some guru might have given him Shila from India. They are worshipping. Even now, wherever the Mohammedan man is, he will face to the Kaaba and offer namaz. If he is here, then he will face to the east. If he is in India, he will face to the west. I tell, at least we are more sane that we go to the temple and face the deities. Man, you are, wherever you are facing the stone. So our Lord is worth looking at least. From the material standards also, Krishna is beautiful. What is the use of that stone? And that too you don't see, but you are facing it. So you are more statue worshipper than us. So these things, we should completely, very intelligently understand that our process is uncomparable. Millions and millions of years, it is completely flowing from Krishna himself, this knowledge. And the knowledge which is coming from the eternal absolute truth can never be wrong at all. So till we find the answers to our different things, we should blindly follow Prabhupada. He has given us the process, and we should completely adjust our whole living to that process. You know, not our American life is very busy, but busy life also, everybody has to quit in once. If a brother comes, we cannot tell this way, I'm coming from a hard university. He said, we have to adjust our whole thing. And the thing is that as soon as you remember that here everything is temporary, then your mind is completely attached. The first attachment is to our body. That is our first attachment. We like our body very much. We stand in front of the mirror for the whole hour or 2 hours, we don't want to move. We stand like this and stand like this. Look at it and many times you don't like, but we have to adjust the eyes in. And the most beautiful thing. This is how instead of getting attached to this lump, which is full of dirt really, there is nothing. It's very nicely described, you know. In one verse the body is described. Because one by one our attachment should be cut off. That is the point in scriptures. So he gives us the idea of the body which we are carrying. Asthistambam snayubaddham mausashamita lepitam. Asthistambam means we have bones in our body. Without the bones we will not be able to walk or sit or anything. Without the bones, if we have the body without bones, maybe to come inside will take 10 years maybe. So with the bones, there are bones in the body. And they are 360 in number, it is said. So it is not that we are born and Krishna is standing there, take your bundle and fix it. No, it's automatically fixed. So snayubaddham, they are bound by snayus, by muscles. And very nicely, you know, tailor made muscles. You know, my muscle is exactly of this size. It's not that Krishna forgot something. Krishna's creations, by his energy, is so very exact always. Otherwise, think that if he creates our one of legs 6 feet and another one is 2 inches, what will happen? Not be able to walk at all. Our two legs are completely tailor made, you know. And repairing always is going on inside our body, and even then it doesn't change. It's an expert arrangement. And then paunsa shavani tulepitam, he ties them with the muscles and then covers by the mouse flesh and blood. And then charmavanatam, and then he hides everything with the skin. And we feel that his body is best, you know. It's nothing but mouse and flesh. And not only that, but again in addition to that, matra mutra purisha, in this body, again the urine is filled in and the stool is filled in. So stool and urine, and what can it smell like? It's obnoxious, it stinks. Somewhere there Krishna has provided fresh air and water, otherwise we will not be able to tolerate our own body. So this is body, and not only this, but then in this also, you have a time scale. That you can only stay a certain time. It's not that, oh, I'm alright, whatever it is, I'm quite happy. No, Krishna says, chara shoka vipakartam. Chara, there is old age in there. Shoka, lamentation. Every time we lament. Unless you come to Krishna, you will always lamenting. Chara shoka vipakartam. Roga mandira matunam. All rogas are here. Everything is present here. Chara shoka vipakartam. Roga mandira dushpuram durtaram dushtam. Sadosham Chunabanguram. Is so innumerable desires are filled in. I have to do this, I have to do that, I have to do that. And we run around fulfilling the desires which can never be fulfilled. And then, in the end, Kshanabanguram is very anitya. Just mosquito bites or something happens, and you just fall down and die. Not only bad, but we may be victimized by serious diseases, and eventually we have to go immediately. So this is how the body is completely anitya. And once we understand this, we will not be too much attached. This body is only useful for performing the devotional service. Otherwise it has no use at all. So it's very nicely said. Krami vidbasma sanyantam shariram iti varanitam asthirena sharina asthirena karma kutona sadayati. He says, if this body goes away, then there are three ways it could be disposed. Krami ved bhasma. Krami means if you bury the body, it will be converted to insects. Ved, if it is left to vultures, it's converted to vishas too. And then if you burn it, then it is ashes. Such a big body, we can just put the ashes in one small pot. Our end is nothing really. And then Vyas Bhagavan advises us, that such unsteady body you are carrying, asthirena sharirena, sthiram karma, sthir karma means bhakti, kuto na sadayate, why don't you start immediately to acquire the sthir karma? This is the main goal of our human existence, the other species of existence. We don't understand these things. But because fortunately we are given the higher intelligence in this species, we must come to this conclusion. So the body is completely forgotten, unattached. Then comes the family, and it's very nicely Krishna advises Uddhava in 10th canto that Putra Dharapta Bandhunam Sangama Pantha Sangama. He said, Putra Dharapta, you know, wife, children, relatives, etc. Sangama means coming together. Is Pantha Sangama. Is like different travelers coming together. In one plane we had maybe 100 people sitting. As soon as the airport comes, nobody bothers about anybody goes away to his destination. We don't know even that who is sitting by the side. And as the time goes, we forget everything. So this Sangama, this family also is like that. Today we are together, tomorrow we are not. As soon as the destination is finished, then the living entities walk away from there. So, anudeham vyathyate, as soon as this body falls at least, the curtain falls on the family matters also. So never know then who is going where. Anudeham vyathyate, swapna anugoyatha, then it becomes swapna, dream. All material things in this world, they have a tendency to become dream. We were children. We were staying with our father, mother, brothers, sisters. It was a very nice time, you know. And we were going to school and coming back, and prasadam was ready and the teachers were there. That was very real. But where is it now? It's a dream. Then we are married or this or that. It is also becoming dream. And what is the present position? It's also becoming dream. Now we are sitting here as a fact now. Tomorrow it will become a dream. So this is every material thing has a tendency to become converted into dream. And for dreams we don't worry at all. So the only steady thing is if you can remember the Supreme Absolute Truth. Otherwise there is no steady thing in the world at all. This is how we must decide once for all about our body and our family, society, country, etc. And come to the definite conclusion. And then he says very nicely that Savai Pusam Parodharmo Bhakti Adokshade. Here the only one thing is our goal of existence. And somehow or the other we must perform Bhakti. And it's very nicely advised by Vyas Bhagavan again that Shatam Vihaya Bhaktavyam. You leave hundreds of engagement and take prasadam. And Sahasram Snanam Acharit. You leave thousands of engagements and take shower. And then Laksham Vihaya Dhatavyam, and you leave lakhs of hundreds of thousands of engagements and give charity if you can. And Koting Tikva Harimbade, and you have to leave all the engagements, millions of engagements, and Harimbade, you perform devotional service. No engagement is more important than Hari's bhajan. So this is how we should come to Srimad Bhagavatam. We are lucky. Already we are at the lotus feet of Prabhupada. So please somehow do the perfect your life. Then we'll see. The verse is beautiful. 6922. Which is the chapter? What is the title of the chapter?
Appearance of Demon Vatsar.
Vatsarasur.
In the Sansa?
Yes.
Avismitam tam paripurna kamam.
And we understand, once we understand,
it is very easy to sing.
Repeat it.
Avismitam tam, paripurna kamam.
Svenaiva labhena.
Samam prashantam.
Vina upasarpati. Aparam hi balishah.
Shvalangulena.
Atiti terti sindhum
Avismitam
tam
Paripurna kamam
Sveneiva labhena
Param prashantam
Vina upasarpati Aparam hibalisha Shvalangulena Atiti terti sindhum Now repeat the equivalence. Let us repeat. Avismitam.
Avismitam. Who is never stuck with wonder.
No, who is never stuck
with wonder. Tam. Him. Paripurna.
Kamam.
Who is fully satisfied.
Svena.
Svena.
By his own.
Eva.
Eva.
Indeed.
Labhena.
Labhena.
Achievements.
Samam.
Samam.
Equiposed.
Equiposed.
Prasantam.
Prasantam.
Very steady.
Very steady.
Veena.
Veena.
Without.
Without.
Upasarpati.
Upasarpati.
Approaches.
Approaches.
Aparam.
Aparam.
Another.
Another.
He.
He.
Indeed.
Indeed.
Balisa.
Balisa.
A fool.
A fool.
Sva.
Sva.
Of a dog.
Of a dog.
Langulena.
Langulena.
By the tail.
By the tail.
Atiti tarti.
Atiti tarti.
Wants to cross.
Wants to cross.
Sindhum.
Sindhum.
The sea.
The sea.
Hmm. See, if we understand one by one line, then the translation becomes clear. You take the first line now. Avismitam tam paripurna kamam. There are two characteristics, Krishna, given in this line. Avismitam is the first. Never struck with wonder. He is never surprised at anything, because it is his creation, and that's why he is not surprised. Then, second quality?
Tam.
Tam, what is it?
Him.
Next one?
Paripurna
kamam.
Paripurna kamam.
That is?
Who is fully satisfied.
He is completely satisfied in his own living. He doesn't require anybody to satisfy himself. You know, once he was sitting in Goloka Vrindavan, and Narada Muni went there. So he saw Lord Nitin sitting alone. So Narada Muni was very surprised. He said, Bhagavan, what is this the matter today? There is nobody with you. He said, No, Narada, I'm all right. I'm Atmaram and self-satisfied. Don't require anybody for my satisfaction. No, he said, Bhagavan, you must have somebody with you. Do one thing, he said. In Mrityu Loka there are so many living entities. They are in trouble, constant trouble. So I will go to Mrityu Loka and bring 100 immediately. And then you can have a nice time in there. He said, try not to go. He said. So now I was prepared to go to Mrityu Loka. So while he was going, Krishna again remembered something in there. So he called him back. He said, Narad, come here. He said, what's with Bhagavan? He said, just wait. As you are going to Mrityu Loka, there is one man, he said. He has crossed over 40 years of age, and his hair is gray. So he wants to chant my name now. So he is the nice candidate. If you approach him, he may come immediately. And then you worry about 99 afterwards. So he said, all right, I am giving his name and address and you go and find him out. So Narad took out his digital diary. Which I never thoroughly the digital diary. So immediately Narad took out the diary and ran. Come on, he said, Bhagavan dictated me. His name is Chandulal. Chandulal, a very nice name. So, and he gave his street number and house number and country and town and everything. So Narada was very happy to have the address of one man who was interested in chanting names. So Narada came to Bharatvarsh and found out the town and went and found out the street and house number and knocked the door, you know. So As soon as Mark was there, Chandulal opened the door, Chandulal was there. So Chandulal was very happy to see Narada Maharaj. Today is a very auspicious day for me. What I have done, so many pious activities, you are here. Come, what can I do for you? So he brought him inside and made him comfortable on the sofa set. Then Maharaj sat near his feet and said, Maharaj, what can I do for you? So Narada did not waste time because Bhagavan was alone in there. He said, Chandulal, Krishna has given me your address. Oh, so nice, Maharaj, it's so nice to know that Bhagavan remembers me. Oh, I'm very lucky, he says, today. There is no bound for my luck here. So what happened then? Narada Muni then said, see, Bhagavan is all alone in Golokpur now. So you must come, this is a nice opportunity. I can take you in this body to Golokundam and just play with Bhagavan eternally. Oh, you are good, Maharaj. I don't have sweet in my house, otherwise I would give any sweet. Such a nice news you have brought. You are great, and I'm so fortunate. Who will miss this opportunity? I must take this opportunity. Only the fool will miss this opportunity. It's a great day for me. Then go on and on. He says, Chandulal, please stop talking. Are you ready to come? Yes, he says, who will miss the opportunity? I must come. Otherwise I'm a great fool not to take this opportunity. But I said, yes, I must come, otherwise I'm a fool again. He said, please, Chandulal, now really leave it everything. And come on, it's getting late, Bhagavan is all alone. He said, Maharaj, I must come, but we must strike a deal. He said, what deal you want? He said, yes, my shaker is very young. So he said, what's from that? He said, Shekhar is young, no doubt. What's that? He said, no, but you are a sannyasi, you don't know cross the life. You don't know our miseries, you know. If I leave now, my wife will become really kill you. And he's very naughty, and she can't take care of him alone. And as I was son, I must see his marriage also. So Narada Muni says, Shekhar is only 4 years old. Still 20 years to go. And who knows whether he, as soon as he grows, whether he obeys you or not, he may bring some American good morning and finish. So, I said, no, but it's okay. As a father, it's my duty, you know, to look, and I want to see him nicely settled. So, Maharaj, he said, I must come. This opportunity is very good. He said, you stop this. I don't want to come. So he said, but now we have to finish our duties. You know? So give me 20 years. You know? So in the meantime, Shekhar will grow up and I'll marry him and settle him. And then I'm completely free. I don't have any engagement then. Because I don't have any other children. I have only Shekhar. So he just... finish him off and finish then off the world, and I wash my hands and ready to come with you. God, said, it's a very long time, maybe in the meantime I may die, you may die. He said, no, Maharaj, you will die, I will never die. So Narada Muni went back, you know, there was no way out. So he waited for 20 years, and the 20 years were complete, you know. So 20 years were complete, Chandulal knew that. 20 years are over. And Maharaj may come any day. So now he said, what is to be done? The child was married already. So he was just thinking that there was a knock at the door. He said, Maharaj is here. Now this time he says, I will open the door. I will not talk anything with him. So Narada Muni, no. Chandulal opened the door and said, Chandulal, how are you? You are not speaking. Chandulal, do you recognize me? Maharaj. Chandulal, what is happening? Nothing, he was not speaking. Anyway, Narada Muni pushed himself and he knew the sofa set in the house. He came and comforted himself. Sat on the sofa, said, Chandralal said before. Chandralal, you remember, 20 years ago we had come. Chandralal, nice beautiful girl is here. I think your son is married. Chandralal, what is happening here? Please speak out, he said. Again, he held it. So it went on for a while. He said, Chandralal, please speak out, what's the difficulty? Are you ready today? He said, Maharaj, what to tell you? This daughter-in-law has come, and she has come. She fights with me like a tooth and nail. This mother-in-law and daughter-in-law cannot get together. And it's Kurukshetra Yuddha all that stuff. So he said, I want to come with you, no doubt. He said, enough of Chandralal, you stop it. But what to do, he said, I can't just leave my wife like that. Because you were never married, so you didn't know how they love the wife. He said, you forget about my marriage, you just worry about your marriage. He said, but Maharaj, now you must do one thing. Then at this time, I don't want long time, but give me 5 years. So that till that time, our daughter-in-law will get used to our house. And things will calm down, hopefully. And in the meantime, I may see the grandson also. This is non-ending business, he said, Chandralal. You just hurry up, please. Bhagavan is all about it. No, he said, just after 5 years you come and I'm ready then. I don't worry at all then. Because there is nothing to be done then. I'll be definitely. He said, but after 5 years again you don't find out something else. He said, No, this is not finding out, but this is just completing my responsibilities. Anyway, Narad Muni had no way out. So again he went back. After 5 years again Narad Muni came. And Chandralal knew that 5 years are over. Maharaj should be here any day now. So again there was a knock at the door. Chandralal said, now this time I will not open the door at all. Don't open the door. What is he going to tell me? So he said, Narada, no. And there was a son like Shekhar, 2-3 years old, so walking along the house. So the son thought that, who is there? So son opened the door. And there was a staircase going upstairs. So Chandralal wanted to hide himself. So he was climbing the staircase. And he missed the step and he fell down. He fell down with a heart attack and he was immediately dead. Chandralal was dead. God, his whole family members. Then after Narada Muni, Maharaj, you came, that's why our father died. Narada Muni was in trouble like him. Just with his shikha flying, Narada Muni ran away. And the whole family was running after him. He said, this Maharaj is very auspicious. He came and my husband died and my father died. The whole family was fighting with him. Narada ran very fast and he came back to Goloka Vrindavan, fall at the feet of Krishna, and Krishna said, your address. He said, what happened, Narada? The 25 years are gone and the fellow is dead now. Now what is to be done? He said, I just came running and as somehow or the other I escaped, otherwise I would be killed by their family. He said, Krishna said, don't worry, he said, now there is a good chance. Because so far, he was a human in human body, you know. So he may be attached here and there. So, now he must be in some other species of existence. So what is the attachment now? So you please go, he said, in which your species he is, bring him back. I don't worry, I'll pray, you know. Rama said, Bhagavan, you are great. So Bhagavan said, let me meditate and see in which species of existence he is. So Krishna meditated on Chandralal and he saw that he is in a dog's body and sitting in front of his house under a tree. He said, now go. In dog life, what attachment he has? Certain amounts of body he has. Immediately he'll come and he'll play with the dog, don't worry. He said, Narada, Bhagavan, you are really great. Narada may somehow the other assembly courage him to come back again. He came and he found out the dog sitting under a tree in front of his house.
raised his ear, you know. The Maharaj, dog recognized. Come now, what are you doing here? Come now, stand up. The Maharaj, last life I worked so very hard, and I have given my son all these riches and diamonds and gold and so many things. And the fellow has left the door open and went away. I'm guarding the door. He said, waited for 25 years, you are dead. Now you're in the another body, even now you are not ready. He said, no, you don't know anything, we are grasshoppers. What is this grasshopper? How many lifetimes you are going to get a test? So how long you are going to guard the door? No, no, he said, as soon as they come back in the evening, they will lock the door and I'm free. Tomorrow, he said, come tomorrow, and I'll come with you. Narada went away again one day, he said. So next day Narada came again. Again raised his ear, Maharaj. Immediately recognized. This time the dog stood up. Narada was very ready and very happy to take the dog to Gola Vrindavan. And the dog was very angry with Narada. He said, do you see any other living entity or me alone? And he went So the point is, not only in your human body, but in other species of life also, somewhere there we feel very comfortable and we don't want to leave this material world. This is the point. And only if the pure devotees like Prabhupada sometimes come in our life and they open our eyes. Otherwise we'll never leave this atmosphere. In any species of existence, we are completely satisfied. Even a dog is satisfied. He is a tree, under a tree there is one pit. He will clean it and stay there. You know, this is how we will never go. But this verse very nicely describes that you have to hurry up in this existence. But otherwise this existence is also, the time is also running. And we are not definite whether we are going to be alive for next day or not. So as soon as possible, we should come to this point and recognize the supremacy of Krishna, of Smitam Tam Paripurna Kamam. He is completely self-satisfied, never surprised at his own creation. And then, in the second line he says,
Svayanavya?
Svayanavya Param Samam Prashantam. In his own, by his own potencies, he is samam, equipoised. Everybody is equal for him. Because he is very powerful. And because he is very powerful, he treats everybody equally. Prashantam is very steady. Well, Krishna is very steady because he has no necessities to be maintained. He is completely satisfied in his own self. The devotees also, by their nature, they are completely satisfied in their own self. And this way, with full satisfaction, Narada Muni advises us that how to wait for death. You know, because death is definitely there. And you have to have the prashant attitude. You have to have steadiness in your behavior. And in steadiness then he says, Namani Anantasya Atatrapa Patanam. In that steadiness, Namani Anantasya means Krishna's names. Atatrapa, without caring for the material designations. Patan, you should always chant. Always you should chant Krishna's names. Namani Anantasya Atatrapa Patan. Guhyani Badrani Kritani Chasmaran. His mysterious activities. Guhyani Badrani, his auspicious activities. You should smaran. You should always remember. And gam pariyatams tushta manaha vikata spruha. Gam pariyatams. And then you send the male living entities particularly, they should continuously travel around the world. As soon as they finish with their grahastasram duties, they should not stick to the family matters. And gam pariyatam, in that situation, they should continuously travel. And tushta manaha, completely with the satisfied mind, and vikata spruha, without any desire, they should travel everywhere. And kalam pratikshan, and they should wait for their death. Vimado vimatsara, without any pride and without any envy. This is how we should organize our life. Otherwise, vina upasarpati, aparam, well, if you don't surrender to Krishna like this, upasarpati means surrender. If you don't surrender, then aparam hi balisha. If you surrender to any other thing, maybe dollar, America or this or that, then aparam hi balisha, then you are fool. Balisha means fool. And then fourth line gives us a nice example. How then by getting attached to other thing than Krishna, what we are doing? Shwa langulena is dog's tail. You know, you go to the beach and there are dogs running around here and there. And they swim also. They go 20 feet and come back. You go and come back. Suppose this is, what is this? Is it Atlantic Ocean here? Yeah, so I want to go to England. So I think that, oh, dog is going, I can catch the dog's tail and go to England. You can't do it. Anything else than Krishna you take is just like a dog's tail. Then if you catch a dog's tail and if I want to travel to England, I'm the biggest fool. Because dog has no capacity to swim that long. And on top of it, he cannot hold my weight. If I catch the dog's tail, I get drowned and I drag the dog also down. So any other process will not work. Only this Krishna bhakti will work. That is the point in this verse. That if you take to any other process, it is like catching the dog's tail to cross over the ocean. Atiti tarti, cross over. Sindhum ocean. You cannot cross over. If you want to cross over, then you must go through the prescribed process. That you have to collect Lakshmi first. Then you have to decide where you are going. Then you have to go to the travel agency who knows steamers or aeroplanes or something. Then you have to have the passport. You have to have the visa to go to England. And then you have to have definite idea that after going, what you are doing, going to do there. And through all this prescribed process, if you go, then you can catch a plane or steamer. And then you cross over the ocean. So by any other process, we cannot cross over the ocean of the material miseries. It's only the prescribed process given by saints and sages. And Prabhupada has given us nice process. So if you follow the process, then you can very easily cross over. This is the meaning of this verse. And then we go to translation. Now it will be clear. Now let us repeat. Namani Anantasi, yes. It is, I will give you the number. Oh, you are inquisitive now. You are awake. Yes.
Very translation?
Yes.
Free from all material conceptions of existence.
Yes.
Free from all material conceptions of existence. And never wonderstruck by anything.
And never wonderstruck by anything.
The Lord is always jubilant.
Lord is always
and fully satisfied,
fully satisfied
by his spiritual perfection.
Hmm.
He has no material designation.
He has no material designation.
And therefore he is steady and unattached.
And therefore he is steady and unattached.
That supreme personality of Godhead, is the only shelter of everyone.
Only shelter of everyone.
Anyone desiring to be protected.
Anyone desiring to be protected.
By others.
By others.
Is certainly a great fool.
Is certainly a great fool.
Who desires to cross the sea.
Who desires to cross the sea.
By holding the tail of a dog.
By holding the tail of a dog. Do you understand now?
Yes, ma'am.
It's very clear.
Very nice, ma'am.
Yeah, just read the purport.
A dog can swim in the water, but if a dog dives in the ocean and someone wants to cross the ocean by holding the dog's tail, he is certainly fool number one.
Yeah.
A dog cannot cross the ocean, nor can a person cross the ocean by catching a dog's tail. Similarly, one who desires to cross the ocean of nations should not seek the shelter of any demigod or anyone else, but the fearless shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Srimad Bhagavatam therefore says, Samasrita ye pada palava
palavam
mahat padam punya yaso murari bhavam buddhi vat Padam padam. The Lord's feet are an indestructible boat. And if one takes shelter of that boat, he can easily cross the ocean of nations. Consequently, there are no dangers for a devotee, although he lived within this material world, which is full of dangers at every step. One should seek the shelter of all of the all-powerful instead of trying to be protected by one's concocted ideas.
Yes, right. The message is very simple. This last line you should always remember. Swalangulena atiti tarte sindhu. By running after anybody or any demigod is a great foolishness. This Bhagavatam fixes us unflinchingly with Krishna as the purpose of Bhagavatam. Any verse you take and your faith towards Krishna increases. And we can see the futility of all other processes. Running after some person maybe. We have a god in Bangalore. And we have video with us.
Yeah.
You have video, didn't you? You can see, we saw in your place. Yeah, how a magical tricks he performed.
Guru Basta.
Have you seen? Hey, Guru Basta.
I've seen part of it.
Have you seen that part?
Yeah,
we saw the whole video. And there are so many gurus there exploiting. So these are the tendencies to cheat, you know. So we should be very awake regarding these things. You forgot E, Rushi is all right.
Jo bhi bula li
thi. Okay.
Thank you.
Milenge. Haan
ji.
So have you any comments or questions? It's so nice to understand these things. It's perfection. But the living entities, in any situation, they try to avoid Krishna. So far as possible, they will try to avoid. In the name of business or work or something. They will never come to Bhagavad Gita. Never touch Bhagavatam. That is really Durdaivai. Durdaivai Drishyam. Yajamina Anuraga. He has just given us the best process. This is our Durdaiva. I don't have attraction to these things. So are you going to work tomorrow?
Yeah, but it's okay.
Otherwise we stop.
No, we can go on. It's okay, huh? Yeah.
Yeah, are you going to go far? Where are you going?
15 miles.
It's about an hour away.
50 miles.
Yeah.
So it's at the bus area. Yeah, on the other side
of Boston. The bus area. It's so nice to see you. Whenever you feel like you stand up, it's a long way to go again tomorrow to work. So nice.
Want to ask any questions?
Yeah. If you have any, no? It's very easy to understand, yes?
Just one question. That you were mentioning that at a certain age, after Grihastha life, men should give up all attachments. And but what if in the house everything is favorable for devotional service? The whole family is engaged in that situation.
Yeah.
What is advice?
You know, there were two persons. You know, one person came running to one sage and he said, that is it necessary to leave home to perfect Krishna consciousness? So sage said that, no, who tells you? There is no need of leaving home. So he went away and he was satisfied. Then another person came. He said, is it that without leaving home we can perfect Krishna consciousness? No, he said, who said you must leave home? So the answer depends upon the way of the question is asked. Before, if the, as you told, if the conditions are favorable, which is very much unlikely, the so many experiences show that after 55 years of age or 60 years of age, we are not really wanted in the houses. And if we linger on, day by day we lose the respect. It's, apart from losing the interest, respect, it is the killing of our self-realization. Male living entity should understand these things. And if even if there is a respect, you have to attend something. If you stay like a guest in the house, then you may continue. But I have seen, even keeping quiet also, the persons lose the respect. They were very godly attached, doing nothing, but even then, because he was not earning, so it's completely lost. Bhagavatam is clearly stated. Then what happens that as you grow old, your family increases. So the responsibilities increase. And your energy decreases because of the old age. You cannot run around that way. You know? And the responsibilities increase. So the point comes when you can't meet the responsibilities. If you are not able to meet the responsibilities, and the whole life you have dragged along, very miserly or whatever it is, the whole thing becomes very big drag. You know? So instead of just getting rotten in that atmosphere, it is advisable that we at least surrender to Krishna and depend upon Krishna and leave the place or stay as if we are not living there. That is how it should be. And maybe for lifelong you work, so you may amass some wealth, or you may have pension or something. But that wealth itself becomes your enemy then. You don't know your own dependence. They wait for your death just to get the wealth. Nobody loves you. They love your houses, they love your money. And they are tired. Is how long is he going to linger on his knees? He is sitting like a nag on the wealth. So these things maybe may not come in your life. This is hardly unlikely. But if at all the situation is favorable, there is no need of quitting the house. If it is fully Krishna conscious and your things are going on and you are without any disturbance, you are. But there is a tinge of attachment there. So it is desirable according to Bhagavatam that the male living in it. Because females, you know, as soon as we come to female, they by their constitution they want to have some protection. So it's very nicely said in scriptures that Pita Rakshati Kamare, you know. When she is young, she is looked after by father, parents, you know. Then as soon as she attains the age, she is looked after by husband. So she has shelter, you know. And when she grows up, her children are grown up. So they look after her. As soon as Kapildev was born, Kardam left the house the same day. And Kardam was the man who had created an aerial mansion. So powerful. Even then he didn't stay for a single second. Such a big impermanent. We cannot build a house, but to talk of aerial bench. So, we wish that everything would be alright. But after a certain age, Krishna comes first. All other things afterwards. Every time Krishna should come first. But maybe because of our ashramas we have some responsibilities and temporarily we may be very busy around. But Krishna must come first. And then you are retired, both of you, or children are doing their things, and the son is still lingering on. And so far as the female living entities are concerned, they always are attached to the house, and that is their shelter, you know. They cannot just move around. By their own constitution, they should have shelter. So instead of worrying too much about it, we should engross, you know, Namani Anantase Hata Trapa Patan. It's a beautiful verse given by Narad Muni. He said, the question was asked to him by Narad Muni, by Vyas Bhagavan. What did you do after you were completely left by the sages? The sages went away. And what did you then? He said, and how did you die and how did you get back? As a Brahma's son, you know? That was the question. So he described that. As soon as I realized Krishna, Namani Anantase Hata Trapa Patran, Guhyani Badrani Krutani Chasmaran. I just remembered, he his mysterious activities, his auspicious activities, and I sang his glories non-stop. Atatrapava is a very nice word. Atatrapava means without caring for the material designation. That I may feel that I'm a big businessman and I'm going on the street and by raising hand I'm chanting it. Because as soon as you remember your designations, it stops you from raising your hands also. We see many times, we try to hurry bowl, hurry bowl, we are doing. And the people are sitting like this, he's an engineer. So in his mind, the engineer is there. See, he doesn't raise his hand. Then others raise, because those who don't have anything, they raise their hands. But doctors sit like this, in India particularly. A big doctor came once, he wouldn't raise the hands at all, because he was a very popular doctor. He was very ashamed. This is not Atatrapa, but whether doctor or engineer, what, you have to face Yamraj. Anyway, Yamraj will not recognize that you are a doctor. You will have to stand in a queue according to your karmas. So Yamraj doesn't recognize these things. So we should be Namani Anantasa Atatrapa, but Guyani Badrani Kritani Chasmaran. And Gam Pariyatams, and in the old age particularly, the travelling is a must. Because if you sit in the house, you sit. That's it. Then you don't come out. So you should never sit. Your mobility will be affected. So you should come to country as you travel. And Gam Pariyatams, Tushtamanaha, completely with satisfied mind, Vigatasmuva without any desire. This is how you should move about. And Kalam Pratikshan, and then you wait for your call. Wait for your end of the body. And Vimado Vimatsarga, again two adjectives, without any pride or without any envy. This is the way to pass our later years. Otherwise, it becomes a so stagnant thing. When daily they are kicked in the house, and even then they feel, ah, it's alright, this side is alright. You only kick this side. So then the other side comes, this is alright, this is getting cured now. So this way lingering on is not advised in Bhagavatam. And apart from that, they advise that the male living entity should go, Vidura advises to Dhritarashtra, that you should now, your time is come, the living and the same living entity should go away from the family, and they should not even know that he is dead. The unknown place he should die. Now these things are very eternally true. In the meantime, whatever ashram is, we should be careful about that ashram. It's not that we have to skip the ashram. If you skip the ashram, then you fall down. That is what is happening in our society. And the wife followed their
image. Wife followed, I mean. Similarly, nobody also followed the Pandavas.
Yeah, Pandavas. But she was left alone. They couldn't help. So you have to stand on your own leg.
Yeah, even the
she followed, but
they are the children's center, but in this Kali Yuga,
it is
very difficult. You can't find
even children. No, even children don't want you.
Right.
Then she has to have the independent place. So it's better that they are in Vanaprastha, so they amicably settle everything. But it depends upon what situation you are in. So. And even then she wants to be alone many times. But even mother cannot go on like that, you know. For the whole lifetime she has worked. So how long she is going to work? Then is the duty of the children to serve. Instead of mothers have to stand all the way. You know? So many times they are also tired. And they like the children, but they can't do it anything. You know? And they want to relax and they want to stay in their own way the life, you know. So this is very important. The whole idea is to reduce the sense gratification, and our mind should be diverted to Krishna. That is the whole thing. In any ashram, this is the main thing to be understood. As soon as you increase your artificial necessities, there is a great stubbornness to block. And then, you know, we remember we were renting the houses in India. We are also moving from town to work and this and that. And rent the house in the morning. In the afternoon we were there. And the food was cooked. We ate and we slept nicely. And now if you rent the house, before you move in, You had to have fitted kitchen and refrigerator and microwave and television and VCR and beds and furniture. Before you go to the house, you are half dead. And you go there, and then you are fully dead because you have to pay the installments for all these things. How much miseries we are incurring for nothing. You don't require this thing. Refrigerator is the source of sickness. If you don't have, then you are healthy. But now it is a must. You don't have a refrigerator in your house. And just to keep up the show, how much expense we have to do. And then again in these countries, there must be hot water, there must be cold water, there is this, that and that. So many unnecessary necessities we increase. And in that way, we lose our human existence. The time is going, you cannot catch the time. This is a great force of time. It's just forcing you to be old. We don't want to be old, but it's forcing you to. You cannot be young eternally. You know, in Gujarati, it is known as Javani. Javani. Javani means go. You know, it's going. That is how. You cannot catch hold of Javani. You are slipping away. So this is how it should be understood. And please, at least 1 hour or so. It's very busy. You have to travel so long distances here. Half the life you spend in car. You know. So at least keep clicker or chanting or something, you know, while going and coming, maybe at least that time is used. And this car, moving cars, and that itself troubles us. We are not supposed to be within 1 hour to the alien place. Now you are habituated to stay in your place. And this place is completely alien. And because of the car, within 15 minutes or half an hour you come here. It's again detrimental to the health. Because your body has got to be adjusted to this part, patch of land. And your body is already adjusted to that part, patch of land. And every time you get up, during night your body is adjusted to here, breathe air and everything. And you go running to the university or wherever, the atmosphere is completely alien. And then your body gets adjusted there. By that time again you come back, and your body has got to be adjusted here. And by this, fast moving body is troubled. There is nothing else. This movement troubles. And apart from these movements, there are subtle movements again. We don't even know that. That the whole planet is moving around its axis. And near the equator, the speed of the movement, because of this movement, the day and night occurs. So it is 1,000 miles per hour near the equator. We are far away from the equator. Even then 500 miles we move within 1 hour. So it's a great movement. And apart from this movement, the whole planet is moving around the sun in the orbit. It's again very fast movement by which the different seasons occur. And apart from this day and night movement and the seasonal movements, which are very fast, the sun itself moves around the true planet the fastest speed, 16,000 miles per second. And when sun moves, it takes all the planets with it. So how many movements are there? And these, because of this movement, you may be in America earning very nice money, but even then you are tired. You don't keep all right. Because we cannot bear these movements. You know, we are flying in the aeroplane. For example, 18 hours you flew from Sydney to here, and you like, when are we going to quit this aircraft? And now we are tired because of the movements. And these movements we have to tolerate till we have body. We are on this planet. And this planet is just like a merry-go-round. We are moving very fast. And if everything is alright, even then we are tired. So this is our only sthira thing, is Krishna. So if you can attach yourself to Krishna, that's the perfection of all these things. Otherwise people are just mad. They are admitted to the mental hospital. They don't know what is happening. Everything is there. These governments give the houses, they pay the rents, they give the benefits. Medical treatment is free in London, and even then people are in trouble. And the mental hospitals are full. And in India, even now, with all the difficulties staying on the footpath, they're all right. Because there is some devotion is there. As soon as we are also fastly losing devotion in India. As soon as the devotion is lost, now there are psychiatrics and mental hospitals and everything in India also. So this is how Krishna is the only severe thing. Otherwise, without Krishna, we are always in trouble. Anything else? It's very nice to be with you. We are enjoying your atmosphere.
Enjoying your association.
We're very troubled because of continuous flight, flying here and there. It was very nice today. What was your name today?
Dakshina.
Dakshina is very nice. During the day, where are you?
You can go so because I have. Taral can take it.
Taral can drive that long.
It's okay. But if you want to go, then there's no problem. There's an extra car. You can go.
Yeah, we can come then. We can come.
You can come tomorrow evening.
Tomorrow evening, devotees are coming here.
Devotees are coming
in the evening. So we can tell them to come to my house.
No. I mean, I was just trying to see. No, because we have told some people already, so we keep them coming. So you come here, Maharaj will be here.
Then you come. If you are coming, then there is no need of coming to your house. You come with him.
Maharaj has promised every time he comes to America, Boston will be his home.
Yes.
And Maharaj, you promise, Maharaj?
Please, you are attracting us. You don't have anywhere to go. It's not that we are doing some gratitude to you. We need it. Anytime, don't know really. Once we go back to India, we are developing Dwarka there. Dwarka mami kari raha chahi. Kyunki isko no center no tu diya. To 8 mahina pehla me Dwarka gaya yatra karwane mare. So then we saw the peaceful life. It was very nice, you know. And the climate is good, you know. All the year, same climate. There is no rain. 3 days a year. It's completely tired. So we liked it, you know. So we thought that we must have some center here. So we tried to buy some house in order to start a full center. For local, it was a cheater. I didn't ask you about it. So we had 5,000 rupees to buy the house. And the houses never came in. And the land was not named for it, the house was not named for it. Then we were frustrated, you know. So we came back, I told that Dwarka is not for us. So we came back to Bombay in order to fly to London. So when we were in two months, we went to we decided that we will not spend money now, but we will sit somewhere. So one road was there, we started a tent, and we started a morning program. અને ખાવા પીવાનું ઠેકાણું નતું કારણ કે રહેવાનું કોઈ આપે નહીં અને આપે તો પૈસા બહુ માગે નહીં અને કેટલા લગભગ 55,000 રૂપિયા અમે ખર્ચી નાખ્યા અને તો એક કચ્છો પત્તો પછી કોઈ ત્યાં અન્ન ક્ષેત્ર છે ઘણા એટલે અમે આ સવારનો પ્રોગ્રામ કરીને અને જમવાનું માટે ગમે ત્યાં વી ડિસાઇડેડ ટુ બી ત્યાં જ કંઈક ફ્રેન્ડ્સ કરીને કંઈક કરીએ તો 11માં ભગવાન કાળજી લે છે ને એટલે એક દિલ્હીના શેઠ છે એ મને હવાઈમાં મળેલા એક વાર તો એ જાણતા હતા મને એટલે એમને સાંભળ્યું કે હું દ્વારકામાં છું એટલે ભાઈ એમનો એક દિવસ ફોન આવ્યો કે મારું ગેસ્ટ હાઉસ છે ત્યાં તો મેં કહ્યું તમારું ગેસ્ટ હાઉસ જોઈએ તો એક રૂમ અમને આપો રહેવાની બહુ તકલીફ છે એટલે એક રૂમ નહીં કે આખું ગેસ્ટ હાઉસ જ તમારું છે એટલે એ ડોનેટેડ પછી એમાં એક સિટિંગ ટેનન્ટ હતો એ બોમ્બે ઇન્ડિયન ટેન્ટ તમને જાણો છો કેટલી કેટલી then we paid him 3 lakhs of rupees to vacate from our to quit. Because the property was about 50-60 lakhs. So he had a very garbad kari mukhi che. And major part of the property is in our hands. Mahadwarka. And both sir's property che. Tame aavo kadhi to jarur aavo che. Bharatiya Bhavan ki niskon Bharatiya Bhavan che. Chokra avo tiyan che. Anich kari sir. અને અમે 6-7 મહિના ફરાય કરી બહાર અને 4-5 મહિના હવે કમ્પાઉન્ડ ની અંદર જ જગ્યા છે તો ત્યાં નાનું એક ટેમ્પલ અમને ઊભું કરવું છે 1 લાખ રૂપિયાનો ખર્ચો છે પણ ઇમેક્યુલેટ ફર્સ્ટ ક્લાસ કોન્ટ્રાક્ટ ટેમ્પલ કરીશું ત્યાં નાનું અને પછી એક જણાએ 1 એકરનો પ્લોટ આપ્યો છે એને ફેન્સિંગ કરવું છે એટલે ફેન્સિંગમાં પણ લગભગ 1.5 લાખ રૂપિયા કેટલાક જોઈએ ને પછી ગૌશાળા શરૂ કરવી છે. એટલે થોડું થોડું ચાલુ છે, જેમ જેમ ભગવાનની મરજી હશે ચાલશે, કઈ નહોતું એના કરતા સારું. તો અમે આ 10 રૂમો છે ત્યાં સેલ્ફ કન્ટેન, એમાં નીચે 1 રૂમમાં નવું ટેમ્પલ કર્યું છે, ત્યાં જ બંગલાથી પ્રોગ્રામ કરીએ છીએ. અને રથયાત્રા હમણાં હર 26 જાન્યુઆરીની અમારે રથયાત્રા હોય છે, એ બહુ સારો પ્રોગ્રામ જાય છે. બોમ્બેથી આવે ડિપોટીઝ, અમદાવાદથી આવે, બરોડાથી આવે, દિલ્હીથી આવે કોઈ.